All right, well, here we are again, another Fermented Fridays, part of the Positive Herpes podcast. I'm sitting with, once again, my neighbor Megan.
I am here.
And today we thought we'd try something different. We went to a brewery. We drove down to Santa Cruz for the day. We're hanging out with some good friends of ours, and we thought, what better way to end the night than by recording a Fermented Friday at the actual brewery instead of being lazy bums and sitting inside the house. So
we're at Discretion Brewery.
Discretion Brewery. It's in Seabright, just south of Santa Cruz. And what do we order today?
We got an Uncle Dave's Rye IPA. It's a 6.5% by volume, 68 IBUs. And I think Nate has the rest of the information.
Yeah, so I mean, according to Discretion Brewery, there's no better... is there anyone better to sit around a campfire with telling stories, IPAs in hand? We think not. Cheers, Uncle Dave. This IPA has a fruity herbal hop aroma with substantial supporting maltiness. The rye contributes a hint of peppery spice to the full-bodied complex. So what do you think about the pepper in this beer?
Yeah, I mean, I can slightly detect it. It's not overwhelming, which is nice. I think it's actually a bit maltier than a typical IPA, but it is a rye IPA, which I'm not sure how that differs from a regular IPA. But yeah, it definitely has that fruitiness, and I'd agree that it has that peppery taste to it. I think it's more of an aftertaste, but
yeah, there's definitely more of a malty flavor, especially more than at least the other beers that we've been talking about. It is nice. It's kind of refreshing. The IBUs, the 68, it's definitely the least IBUs that we've drinking before,
yeah.
At least on this podcast. And I don't know. It's nice. It's not too bitter. Let me get another taster over here. What do we do today, Megan?
So I spent my day sleeping mostly, but Nate actually attended a educational
a gathering,
seminar.
Yeah, a gathering of minds.
Yeah, and I fell asleep for a good portion of that, but the portion that I was awake for was very good.
There's good ideas being tossed back and forth. We talked about the man, the machine, money,
and how the man is not relevant, really.
Yeah, we talked about community, some sacred geometry. For anyone who's heard previous podcasts on Tuesdays, it's basically the same thing as what Kevin has put on in the past, but someone new has picked up the torch. That's the only difference. Yeah, just people getting together.
Yeah, it was a good time.
We had a fire.
We did have a fire.
There was lots of nice outdoor seating, and I think some animals became best friends.
Animals? Oh, Mia and the rabbit.
Yeah. So
we don't know what the rabbit's name is, right?
I have no idea what this rabbit's name is.
Because the owner is out of town.
The owner is out of the country.
Out of the country.
And side note, my dog was kissing a rabbit today.
It was a really cute rabbit. That's all I have to add to that.
I wasn't laughing at that. Megan totally spilt beer down her chin. Oh, sorry, even further, down her shirt.
Shut up.
Nope, saying it. So,
okay.
Anyway, Santa Cruz is fun. I'm surprised you didn't hit up your friend out here.
I did, actually. She is in Washington right now, picking up a truck.
Oh, so party at Megan's friend's house.
No.
Oh.
Her boyfriend works at Apple.
Oh.
And he's probably in China right now.
Oh, so definitely party at Megan's friend's house. No one would know. Just clean up after yourself, guys. Her address is...
blah, 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 blah.
For sure.
Yeah.
So we're actually, anyone who listened to last week's episode, we talked about Hangar 24, we said that it was best served in a tumbler.
Mm-hmm.
What are these glasses that we're drinking out of
now? I think that this is, I don't know. I mean, I think it would be considered a tumbler.
Yeah, it's tumbler-esque.
It's more of like wine glass-esque. It looks like Nate is taking a photo right now, so he will show you on Facebook or Instagram or whatever he does.
Yes. Yes to both of them.
It's nice. I don't know what
it's. It's got a little stemware.
Yeah,
and it's got a little
really
bulby.
I don't know what else to say about that. Like,
Me either. if there was one thing, the most favorite thing you learned today, what would it be?
I really like. Okay, so I the talks that I was awake for.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed the first talk by
Darren. Yes.
Do
you like his talk, or did you just like his baby enough that it carried over into the fact that he gave a speech?
Both.
Okay.
I guess not so much his talk, but like the conversation afterwards. I feel like there was a really good conversation happening after the fact, and I think that we had a good discussion about money and the way that society is working, which I really liked. I thought it was good that like we had so many different so many different people having different perspectives on things, and I liked that everybody had a different perspective on all of that conversation, and then I fell asleep, so I don't really know.
You weren't really that far asleep. So the good thing about humans, and the fact that there's so many of us is that we have different perspectives. Not everyone has to agree on the same thing.
Yeah.
Because I think it's lame when people are like, you're my friend, so you have to have the exact same opinion as me.
Yeah.
No, that's not true at all.
Yeah, I really liked that everybody offered a different perspective on that conversation about the economy and everything. And
What do you think about? I mean, they talked about. I know this isn't really beer related, listeners, but what do you think they talked about, or how do you feel when we talked about communities, like our neighborhood, the one that we live in, you and I. Nobody really talks to each other, like, except for you, me, and Pat. And Pat doesn't live here right now.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, I definitely agree that communities should be more close-knit. And, you know, like, my neighbors right now are not super happy with me.
That's because they're not happy with themselves.
Yeah, I mean, and it sucks. My neighbors don't care for me too much. I'd really like for, you know, like, I mean, I've actually had a couple neighbors. The neighbors that actually don't like me too much, they've come over to get a can opener or whatever. And
borrow a cup of sugar.
Yeah.
Here's an egg. Let me have some sugar.
Not even that. Like, I mean, they've just asked to borrow things without giving anything else, which I don't mind at all. But I strongly feel that, like, you know, if you're in a pinch and you don't have a certain ingredient, like, you should be able to, you should feel comfortable going to your neighbors. And I really don't at this point right now. Like, my neighbors have done that.
Do you feel comfortable
with me.
Asking me for stuff?
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
As long as we're all clear on that page.
Yeah.
Cool.
And I mean, my immediate neighbors, not so much.
And their address is. What's their address?
Okay, Nate. Not gonna give that up.
we'll all flash mob him. We'll let him know. Hey, be nicer to Megan.
No, I mean, they're not. For the most part, they're okay. It's really like the people directly across me and.
But they work for Coca-Cola, so they've got to have a classic day. That's all I'm saying. And
really, I don't know if he works for them anymore. I haven't seen that truck in so long.
They took it from me.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I haven't seen it in forever.
Oh, man. Well, I think this should just be... be a down and dirty, quick and easy episode this week. In my opinion, what do you think?
Yeah.
All right, we're done.
Oh, we're done. Okay.
Tune in next week to Fermented Fridays on the Positive Herpes Podcast. Thanks.